Get into the Lash building, I don't know, about 6, 10 after 6 in the morning, and then Chris Peterson comes up to me. He says, did you hear about Franco? I said, no. I said, she says, there are reports in Pittsburgh. He says, it's not, you know, it hadn't been confirmed yet. You know, remember, this is 10 after 6 in the morning. Hasn't been confirmed yet, but he may have passed away last night. I said, what? Because Franco was just here 2 weeks ago.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Oh, no, he was gonna buy a basketball suite. He was at the basketball game. He was going to buy a suite. He was here with Anthony Lebrano, the whole thing. Lebrano stopped by the booth. You know, it was like, holy Mary, mother. I got to be kidding me. Right? And then finally it got to the point where it did become confirmed. You're talking about a great Penn Stater. He and Lydell Mitchell together in the backfield. Lydell was the star. But then Franco got to the NFL, and Lydell was a heck of a player in his own right in the NFL, but Franco was a Hall of Famer. Great businessman. Philanthropist. Every year. The largest fundraiser for Special Olympics is the Beaver Stadium. Finished at the 50. Every year I am seated. Every year Franco was the starter. Every year. Saw him all the time. It is loyalty, the depth of loyalty of that man, over and over. And the irony and the way he backed Joe every step of the way. And the irony is on Joe's 96th birthday, we find out Franco's passed away.